Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Upam, da uživate v poslušanju današnje oddaje. Moram tukaj povedati, da se kar precej že dogaja v naši skupnosti, še posebej, ko smo pred kratkim dobili nove predstavnike v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu za Avstralijo. Med oddajo smo že imeli pogovor z gospo Jernejo Svetičič iz Queenslanda, ki je nova predstavnica, in z veseljem lahko predstavim tudi Walterja Schuberja iz Sydneya. Kdo ne bi poznal Walterja, saj je zelo aktiven med slovensko skupnostjo v Sydneyju, je član druge generacije avstralskih Slovencev, aktiven vse posod in zelo spoštovan. Walter, dober dan v naši oddaji.
Dobar dan, kako ste?
Kar počaščen, da vas lahko imam kot gosta, saj sva se že slišala večkrat na radiju, ampak tokrat prvič kot eden od predstavnikov avstralskih Slovencev v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Najprej iskrene čestitke, da ste prijeli ta položaj.
Lepa hvala, Lenti. Poglej, se moram zahvaliti našim slovenskim društvom v Sydneyju, ki so mi pomagali za to dobiti, ne? In sem vesel nazaj, da eno imam priliko za pomagati naše Slovence tukaj v Sydneyju in po New South Wales. Lepa hvala vsem in lepa hvala za vašo podporo.
Walter, we can even speak in English because you're born here, I'm born here. Probably makes it a little bit easier for both of us.
Well, I was born in Cooper, believe it or not.
Oh, you're born in Cooper. Walter, then I stand corrected because you're an actual first generation, but you would have come here very early in your life.
Alenti, you're 100% right. I came here as a babe, basically 3 years of age, born in Cooper, and we arrived in 1963 into Australia with my mum and dad, basically into Sydney and then straight down to Wollongong after we've been for a short stint in Bonagilla at the camp there, and then straight up to Port Kembla or Wollongong and stay there for quite a few years.
You've been actively involved within the Slovenian community all your life?
Look, majority of it, yes. There were a couple of years that I had other activities that I was more involved with, but always the passion to have, obviously, the Slovenian culture, it was always in the forefront. We always spoke Slovenian at home, and what we wanted to do is to make sure that we, our children also had the benefit of understanding Slovenian, but more importantly, understanding the culture. And obviously, we had the privilege and the pleasure of being able to go to Slovenia numerous times to be able to see our family and friends over there and partake in the wonderful thing that Slovenia is, that's got to offer, you know, the beauty of it, the language, the, you know, just the culture itself, my friend. It's a wonderful experience, it really is.
What are your fondest memories of being involved in the Slovenian community?
Look, I think the main thing is that, look, we've been working in New South Wales for some time, and in particular with members at Triglav, to, you know, maintain at least the cultural aspect for our Slovenians and make sure that we maintain that. And we're always looking at various sort of projects and things, how to draw on the cultural aspects and trying to bring in new people that we possibly can and try to reach out to the wider range of Slovenian communities that we've got around the place. So, look, we've got a blend of people that want to participate within the various Slovenian organisations, and you know, we've all got strengths in certain areas, and we've got other Slovenians that have come into this great country of Australia and unfortunately aren't mixing or aren't you know, being part of our community. We'd like to get those guys on board as well to enrich the community and maintain it, because there's a lot of younger people that are coming across now, and I'm hearing a lot of good stuff that's happening in Queensland, and you know, we want to make sure that those guys feel at home with us and and want to be a part of our community as well.
Pogovarjam se z gospodom Walterjem Schuberjem, ki je eden od novih predstavnikov za Avstralijo v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Walter, what are some of your ideas that you're going to be putting forward, particularly with regards to improving, for example, communication between Slovenia and the Slovenian community in Australia and so forth?
Well, look, that's one of the major ones on the list is communication. Good communication means good relations. Good relations means, you know, family. And we've got to maintain that linkage to Slovenia. I mean, you know, that's why we're talking today, is because we love the country. We want to be a part of it. And even though we're on the other side of the planet, we still want to make sure that we maintain that cultural linkage between the two. And it's essential that how the younger generation understand that, you know, it's wonderful to have that linkage. It's wonderful to have that other language. It's wonderful to be able to communicate. It's wonderful to be able to travel across to the other side of the world and be a part of something that, you know, their fathers and grandmothers were all involved with. So that's one major thing. But looking at other aspects as well, besides the communication, it's the cultural aspect of understanding how we maintain that, how we actually improve on that. And hopefully with the help of Slovenia, we can do that, and obviously the Slovenian government. In relation to other ideas I have, it's in relation to whatever collaboratively we come up with within the community. So I've actually sent a couple of emails now seeking advice and seeking opinion from the various organisations that I'd like to think I represent now, and more importantly, that they come up with what they believe that they need me to communicate at that forum and be able to hopefully resolve some of these issues. So that's been sent out to various people. I'm hoping that we have a collective chat in Sydney with people giving me their ideas or their concepts, everything from there's issues with people that have got concerns with their pensions, they've got issues with, you know, understanding how they can actually get information from various departments within Slovenia, be able to communicate better along those lines. There's comments about double taxation for Slovenian business and Australian business working in Slovenia. How do we tackle those issues? So there's a number of different areas that we want to address, and there's others that, Lenti, I don't even know of at this point in time, and I'm counting on my fellow Slovenian Australians to come up with these issues that are concerning them that we can actually raise. We're going to have a wonderful forum. We're going to have the ministers from the Slovenian government there that will be able to take those things on board. We'll be able then to communicate those things back into Parliament and say, these are the issues that our Slovenians abroad have. Can we actually address those now?
Walter, congratulations once again on achieving this important position, and we wish you all the very best in your endeavours and with all the work that lies ahead for you as one of the three representatives for Australia in the Council. And we look forward to speaking to you more often. Tako, Walter, najlepša hvala da ste se k nam pridružili na SBS-u i še enkrat iskrene čestitke da ste prijeli ta položaj i seveda želimo vam čim već uspeha pri vašem pomembnem delu.
Lepa hvala Lenti, lepa hvala svim slovenskim poslušalcem na radio, sve najboljše i upam da se slišemo malo, ja.